Welcome to another episode of WFAN Daily with your host, Pete Hoffman. You can follow me on social media at HoffWFAN. You can catch me on the Rico Bronya podcast with Evan Roberts. You can catch me Saturday mornings from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. on WFAN. And you can also potentially catch me as the unnamed or no-name producer on The Carton Show, Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. on WFAN and the Odyssey app. And on SNY from 4 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. How about that? A lot going on. A lot going on with these Kyle Tucker rumors. All right. So let's just put out there what it is. We know that the Mets have a $50 million AAV short-term offer to Kyle Tucker. The three-year deal, which David Stearns loves a three-year deal. That's what he's about, is those three-year deal contracts. Doesn't want to be commit. He has commitment issues. I don't know if him and his wife or girlfriend have ever had commitment issues, but here, when it comes down to actual ball players, that when they sign contracts, he's got commitment issues. He does not want to go longer than 3 years. And he's willing to pay an astronomical price for a guy like Kyle Tucker, who I do like. I'm not saying I don't like Kyle Tucker, but to move mountains and to spend $150 million is just eye-boggling to me. It's making me go crazy, because is Kyle Tucker Shohei Ohtani? No. And now, listen, Shohei Ohtani's making 70 mil, so no one's making that money. Is Kyle Tucker Juan Soto? In certain areas, he's better than Juan Soto. Like, defensively, he's better than Juan Soto. Offensively, no. He's not. Is he going to make the Mets better in the short term? Yes. So I'm weighing out all this stuff with Kyle Tucker. But what bothers me about this whole Kyle Tucker situation is twofold. If David Stearns is looking at Kyle Tucker and saying, listen, this is perfect. He's going to hit a three-year window for us. We can try to win now, and we don't have to commit to the long term. We have him in his prime of his career for a little bit. We'll overpay for the next 3 years, but so be it, because at least it puts us in the prime to win a championship now, because that's the goal. My issue is this. If you believe that Kyle Tucker is good enough to help you win now, and you lose him because there's rumors out there that the Toronto Blue Jays have given him a long-term deal. Now, we don't know what that offer is. It could be 7 years for $150 million. I don't know. But the Blue Jays seem like they're going for another chance to. They know they're in that window. They know that they were just in the World Series. They're looking to go back there and win. So it seems like now's the time to pounce on anybody that can help them get back there. And they're not. Not saying that they're not overcommitting, but they're not holding back and saying, well, in 7 years, this deal's not going to be good. So I don't know. Again, we don't know the terms of the Blue Jays deal yet. We won't know until that stuff gets leaked. But if they've given him a long-term offer, they're not worried about the long-term effect because they want to win now. And I think that's where my issue is. I don't agree with the philosophy of, if it's a long-term deal, I can't commit to it because right now, where we're trying to win right now, it hurts me in the future. Evan always says this. Evan Roberts, if you listen to the Rico Bronya podcast, sometimes you got to feel uncomfortable. And I'm uncomfortable with 3 years, $150 million. I am. And I'll get to that in a second, why I'm uncomfortable with that. But you got to get uncomfortable with the length, too. I don't know if Kyle Tucker is going to come and say, ooh, I'm going to go to a team that seems like, A, the guy doesn't seem like he always wants to play baseball. That's a rumor that's out there right now. I'm not sure how much that's true. But for a guy that I don't really know if he really wants to play baseball as much as a Juan Soto type of guy. Does he want to come to the Mets where there seem to be a lot of issues in the locker room? And I know that sounds stupid, but there was issues last year with the Mets. There was issues the year before with the Mets. There were issues the year before that with the Mets in the locker room. Now, you got rid of McNeil. You got rid of Nimmo. Alonso walked away. Edwin Diaz left. Did that mean that all the problems left? I don't think so. I truly don't. The Mets missed the playoffs last year. Is Kyle Tucker going to go to a Mets team in a short term that seems chaotic and may be a deterrent for him moving forward in getting a bigger deal, or would he take a longer term deal with the Blue Jays? And again, this is all stuff that we have to think about as far as, you know, get past, would you do it? But if you're a Met fan, would you do a 3-year deal, $150 million? Yes, of course. Whatever. Just get him here, right? I don't think he's going to sign here. I don't think he's going to sign that. But again, if you're David Stearns and you think in the short term he is a player that needs to be brought here to help you and he can help you win, then just go and give him more years. Give him more money. If he's somebody that's an impactful piece and can help you, go do it. I don't think, and again, this is just all, you know, this is all just thoughts here, opinions, but this doesn't feel like the Mets have a sexy ticket right now. I said this earlier on in the offseason. The Mets are the Mets, and that still might sting a lot of Mets fans, but it's the truth. They're not the Yankees. They're not the Dodgers. They're not the Blue Jays who were just in the World Series. They're just the Mets. And until the Mets are more consistent, until they win, you know, get back to the World Series, until they get and win a championship, they're just the Mets. And it's a joke of a franchise. It's not a historic franchise. Like, listen, I hate to bring up Aaron Rodgers because I can't stand the guy. But in his press conference after the Steelers lost, he brought up, I played for two significant franchises, two historic franchises. The Steelers, obviously, who we just finished with. And he talked about the Packers, his career with the Packers. Guess who he didn't talk about? The Jets. Does Kyle Tucker, who played with the Astros, who played with a franchise like the Chicago Cubs, I'm not saying that the Blue Jays are historic, but the Mets aren't this historic franchise either. They're not this classy organization that they want us to believe. They're just not there yet. They're not this franchise that you need to be a part of. So there's a lot of pieces to this Kyle Tucker stuff where I'm just like, I have doubts. I have doubts that he's going to say, you know what? I'm going to the Mets. And that's where my frustration lies, is because, again, like I said, if you think that in the short term, he's an impactful piece that's going to help the Mets win, why don't you just put a little bit more effort into signing the player? Why don't you just go a little bit longer with a contract? I know you're uncomfortable, but does it really make a difference? Like, here's the thing, right? And this is kind of the other aspect of it. $50 million per year, $150 million for 3 years. They didn't want to offer Pete Alonso $155 to $160 million for 5 years. What if I told you this? What if I told you, hey, Kyle Tucker, we're going to a 3-year deal, $150 million, and we're going to try to defer some of that money. And we'll defer it out over some years. Or maybe we'll give you $200 million for 3 years, and we'll defer the other $50 million to later on. Like, if that's all it is, you just want to get rid of him at 3 years, then just, I don't understand why they missed the boat and played games with guys like Pete Alonso and Edward Diaz. Because it doesn't seem like the luxury tax matters anymore. It doesn't seem like the Cohen tax matters anymore. It doesn't seem like we care that, you know, they're going to go. Because let's be serious. The Mets are sitting around $300 million, if I'm correct. So if they sign Kyle Tucker to that $50 million, they reach their capacity of that $350 million a year that they were looking for, $350 salary cap. Not cap, but budget for the team. It's about $350 million for the whole team that they're spending. But then the cap, the luxury stuff kicks in, and it's more like $100 million added on from Kyle Tucker. So it's more like a $400 million payroll. And you didn't pick up any pitching. You haven't made a free agent pitching yet, starting pitcher yet. You didn't trade for a starting pitcher yet. Yeah, there's not much money you're going to cut off the books. So, like, if you're telling me in 3 years it's okay to spend a buttload of money, then why didn't you just go more aggressive for Edwin Diaz and Pete Alonso as well? And say, you know what? Screw it. You want $155 million? We'll give that to you for 3 years. Pete Alonso would have been a Met for $155 million in 3 years. I don't think that Pete Alonso was sitting there being like, oh, well, I can't play for that much money because I really want the length. No, he wanted to get paid. And Kyle Tucker wants to get paid. And you can sit there and tell me, oh, well, Kyle Tucker compared to Pete Alonso, 3 years, $150 million, Kyle Tucker's better defensively. Okay, fine. But offensively, Pete Alonso is a hell of a lot better. I know maybe the batting average for some people is not all what it needs to be. But if you want to compare driving in runs, that's Pete Alonso. And I'm not here to sit here and talk about Pete Alonso all day, but I'm bothered by, if you're going to go stupid money right now, because that's what it is. I'm not pissed that they're going for Kyle Tucker. I'm not pissed if they're going to go and say, listen, we'll just add the $150 million for 3 years. It's cool. It just is bothersome that you've chosen to basically, you know, put your hand up and stop other players who could benefit this team. And if you're going for it in a three-year window, if you're giving yourself that three-year window, there were plenty of guys around to do it that could help. Pete Alonso, Edwin Diaz. Go out and get Ranger Suarez. Like, if that's the case, why are we playing games? Oh, because the market hasn't figured itself out yet. Well, the market was there with Kyle Schwarber. Kyle Schwarber said, hey, this is my the first base market or power hitter market is going to get 5 years. Or it's going to get this amount of money. Like, it's just going to happen. So, I'm confused and bothered that David Stearns plays these hardball games of, I can't go more than 3 years, doesn't want to, and again, it's just because he doesn't want Pete Alonso. That's really what it comes down to. But it's not about Pete Alonso. It's about when there's a player that's really good available that's going to benefit your team in the short term. If you don't have if you don't hold back and you can give $150 million in 3 years to one player, and people can sit there and say, oh, well, you can't have a payroll of $500 million. But you can, because your team is not good enough yet. Kyle Tucker is not a game changer in a way that the Mets now are championship contenders. I'm sorry. If Kyle Tucker becomes a New York Met, the Mets are not automatically World Series contenders. They're a better team, but they're not by no means. Are they close to being an elite team in baseball? It's just not the case. So you're overspending for one player in the short term who's not going to change where you're sitting. Maybe you're a playoff team now because of that. But not really, because remember, you lost all this offense in Pete Alonso and Brandon Nimmo and replaced it so far with Marcus Semien and Jorge Polanco. That's what you've done. Kyle Tucker is not like adding to that as like, oh my God, now we're over the top. That's more like keeping it even. So I'm sorry. I'll believe it when I see it that Kyle Tucker's a Met. And B, if you really want Kyle Tucker and think he's that much of a difference, go out and just do what you got to do and spend the stupid money. I don't care. Don't let him go. Like I said, that's the thing. It's like, don't let him go if you think he's that important. And then on top of that, go out and be aggressive and get those other players that are necessary. Where the hell's the starting pitching? Go out and get another, you know, another good bat somewhere in this lineup as well. Kyle Tucker is not changing this offense enough. I'm sorry. Ranger Suarez would be very helpful. But this starting lineup still has a lot of youth issues. You know, the youth, we don't know how good they're going to be. And you have a lot of crappy pitchers that are locked and loaded in the starting rotation, whether it's Sean Manaea, whether it's Kodai Senga, Tyler McGill, David Peterson. A lot of question marks. How about a little stability? So that's where I'm at with Kyle Tucker right now. Again, yes, Kyle Tucker, overall, good player. I like him on the Mets. But I also would like a lot more, too. So maybe that's where my frustrations lie. All right. Thank you for listening to another episode of WFAN Daily. I'll be on with Craigie and C-Mac at 2 p.m. Later today. And yeah, keep on listening. Thank you so much and follow me at Hoff, WFAN.